Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
One of the questions that I hear asked probably most frequently by Christians is, what's the point? Why are we here? What are we as Christians supposed to be doing? Now, there's a lot of good ways to answer that question, but I want to begin a new series this week and focus on a very specific answer to that question. What's the point? Why are we here? What are we supposed to be doing? Well, we could state it in a nutshell. We're here to know God and then to show God to the world around us. We're here to know Him. We've been created to know God or have relationship with Him, and then to show God to the world around us so others can come to know Him. We show Him by demonstrating His character and power to the people around us so others can come to know Him and show Him. Why are we here? Why have we been created? We've been created to know God or to have relationship with Him, and then to show God or to demonstrate His character and power to the world around us so that others can come to know Him and show Him to the people in their sphere of influence. Let me just read you two scriptures. This is John chapter 17, verse 3. Jesus made this statement in a prayer He prayed the night before He went to the cross. This is the Amplified Translation. It says, "And this is eternal life. It means to know, to perceive, recognize, become acquainted with, and understand You, the only true and real God. And likewise, to know Him, Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, whom You have sent." That's eternal life, knowing God, God the Father, and God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read you one more. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." That's the Amplified Translation. A lot we could say about this verse, but God has purchased us so that we can show forth or demonstrate the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of Him who's called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. We're here to know God and to show God. Now, one of the ways we show God is by living in a way that brings honor and praise to Him. We've been called to live for the praise of His glory. You know, everybody wants to know, what's my call? What's my call? Well, you've been called to bring glory to God. That's part of your destiny. Let me just read you. This is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 12, out of the Amplified. It says, "So that we who first hoped in Christ, who first put our confidence in Him, have been destined and appointed to live for the praise of His glory." You've been destined to live in a way that brings glory to God. You've been appointed to live for His praise and His glory. Let me read this out of Knox translation. "In Him it was our lot to be called, singled out beforehand to suit His purpose. We were to manifest His glory, we who first set our hope in Christ." That's your purpose, is to bring glory to God. Now, you thought I was going to say to work in the nursery or to have a pulpit ministry or go to Bible school. I'm not commenting on any of those things. God We'll make that clear to you. But you have a purpose that's even higher than that, a purpose that'll outlast this life, and that's to bring honor and glory to God. Now, that brings up another question. How do we bring honor and glory and praise to God, as this verse says? Well, there are a lot of good answers to this question, but I want to focus on one specific answer. Jesus said in John 15, verse 8, you're familiar with this verse. Let me read it. John 15, 8, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples." Jesus said that the Father is glorified and honored when we demonstrate many kinds of fruit. Now, there's lots of lessons here because there's lots of different kinds of fruit we can bear or produce or demonstrate and show God, show the God whom we know to the world around us. But we're going to begin to talk about glorifying God through the fruit of our lips. See, we've been appointed to live for the praise of His glory. One way we glorify God is by bearing a lot of fruit. And one type of fruit that brings tremendous glory to God is what comes out of our mouth. So we're going to talk for a few weeks about bringing glory to God through the fruit of our lips. Now let me turn to a verse in Hebrews. This is chapter 13, verse 15. It says, "Through him, therefore, let us constantly and at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name." The King James says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." This verse identifies the fruit of our lips as giving thanks to his name, and it calls doing that a sacrifice of praise. Now, we need to talk about what all that means. If you've been a Christian for a while, you've probably heard that verse. But those words can become almost church words, and they lose their impact. So we're going to explain, what does it mean to offer a sacrifice of praise? What does it mean to give thanks to God and express fruit through those thanks that glorifies him? According to this verse, the fruit of our lips is continual praise to God. We glorify God when we praise him continually. Now, I'm sure everybody said amen, but let's get real here. This is actually a struggle for all of us for a couple of reasons. The first one is we don't know what it means to praise God. We think of praise as music, singing, playing an instrument, and that's an element of praise, no doubt about it. But you can't continually sing and play an instrument. I mean, when you're at work, maybe you're blessed to have a job where you can have praise music going all day, but most people don't have a job like that. So if praise is music, and you're supposed to do it continually, we can't do it continually just because of the logistics of life in a fallen world. Secondly, most of us think of praising God as something we do when we feel good and everything is going well. By all means, praise him when you feel good and things are going well. By all means, praise him when you're in a worship service and they're playing your favorite songs. Absolutely. But there's much more to praising God than praising him when you feel good and everything is going well, or when you're at church and they're playing your favorite set of worship songs that morning. to praise, you, and you can look this up in the dictionary to see if I'm telling the truth or not, but I am. To praise means to commend or express approval. Think about it for a minute. Forget about church. Forget about religion. And let's think about the word praise. When you praise someone, you extol their virtues by talking about their character and their actions. Let me give you an example. I taught high school history at a public school here in the St. Louis area for 25 years. And there were times when it was appropriate to praise a student or commend him for a character trait or an academic achievement. You know, perhaps he had shown some a very good character trait. You know, he turned in a lost wallet with all the money intact, or he wrote an exceptional paper. In other words, there was a reason to praise the student. It had nothing to do with how I felt or what was going on in my life. It didn't matter if I had a bad day up to that point. It didn't matter if I was tired and didn't feel good. It didn't matter if something big was going on in my personal life, big and bad. It was right to praise the kid because he had done something praiseworthy. In other words, praise was not an emotional response to the student. It was the appropriate response to the student. It was appropriate to praise him for what he had done. Well, praise to God is not an emotional response to God. I'm not saying don't praise him when you feel like praising him. Absolutely do. But how many of you know many times you don't feel like praising God? So you need to understand, praise is not an emotional response to God. It is the appropriate response to God. It's always appropriate to praise the Lord for who he is and what he does. Let me read Psalm 107, verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Let me read verse 15. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Let me read verse 21. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Let me read verse 31. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Are you seeing a pattern here? It's appropriate for God's children, us, to praise him for who he is and what he has done, is doing, and will do. And when you know that, you can praise him continually. More tomorrow.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.